Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, April 7th, 1918, Carlos Bertram Bertie Clark was born at Lake Swadycats Castle, Bridgetown. Barbados being the cricket mecca of the West Indies, Barbadians from all walks of life of over centuries imbibed the spirit of the game of cricket, and Bertie Clark was no different in his love of the game. According to Cricket Country, an electronic magazine, Clark was schooled at Harrison College and played in the school's first 11 in 1936. He gradually developed into a right-hand bat and a leg spin and googly bowler, and also played for the local club side Spartan. Additionally, Clark made his cricketing debut for Barbados against British Guiana in the 1937-38 season. Cricket Country also reported that in February 1939, he was selected to play for a combined 11 against Jamaica at Port of Spain, a trial match to select the touring party to England for the 1939 Test Tour. And although his scores did not meet expectations, he would play 10 first-class matches before the test, picking up 32 wickets and satisfying skipper Rolf Grant that he was worthy of a pick on the Test team. During his second test against England, Clark deviated from the plan of the skipper to bowl leg breaks only. But using the googly to great effect, he took the wicket of the England skipper Wally Hammond for 22 runs. It was reported that, quote, amid the jubilation at the England skipper's dismissal, Grant still reprimanded his young spinner for going against instructions, end quote. The test ended in a draw, but Clark captured 3 for 59. His next three first-class games were impressive, as he returned figures of 5 for 64 and 4 for 80 against Surrey, 6 for 32 and 7 for 75 against Hampshire, and 6 for 138 against Somerset. Clark would pick up 87 wickets from his 22 matches on the 1939 tour of England at an average of 21.81 with 6 5-wicket wicket hauls. The onset of World War II would see a cessation in cricket and the end of Clark's Test cricket career at 21 years old and a shift in his professional life. During this time, he went on to pursue a medical degree, and qualifying in 1946, he set up a medical practice in central London, married Alma Addison in 1948, and welcomed their daughter Madeline in 1954. Nonetheless, Bertie Clark continued to play the game and was able to put his cricketing ability to altruistic use when between 1940 and 1945, the British Empire 11 was established to play matches intended to raise funds for the war effort. When his playing career ended in 1961, he had played 97 matches, scored 1,292 runs with a solitary 50, averaged 12.30, and held 42 catches. His leg spin and googly bowling brought him 333 wickets at 26.37. His best bowling figures were 7 for 75. He had 25 wicket hauls and 110 wicket haul. He lived a life of cricket, and it would continue to be the centerpiece of his life, as he would foster a long relationship with the BBC as a player with the club and later a correspondent and commentator. Dr. Carlos Bertram Bertie Clark was born on this day, April 7, 1918.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.